Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. New year, new decade. Be future ready with Zurich, the power behind your pension.
Good afternoon and welcome to the four-seater constituency of Cork North Central. Now, remarkably, only one of the sitting TDs elected here in the 2016 election is contesting his seat this time round. Though the by-election late last year to fill the vacancy after Fianna Fáil's Billy Kelleher's departure to Europe will provide some clues to local feelings and voting intentions. Now, I'm joined and we're going to get an overview of this sprawling, it's urban, it's a rural constituency as well, is David Lennon, political reporter here in Cork. David, you're very welcome to Drive Time.
Hello.
Now, we've no boundary changes this time in Cork North Central, but it is, as I was saying, it's a constituency that is urban, it is rural, and it has that big suburban commuter belt as well. There will be a shake-up, we know that. Give us the lie of the land.
So, as you say, I mean, this is a very, very diverse constituency, stretching from a real inner city area all the way out to farmlands, so you get a quite diverse mix from here. It's very interesting this time out because there's a real, real chance that we could have a totally new team going to Dáil Éireann than was elected in 2016. The only candidate that's standing who was elected as a TD in 2016 is Mick Barry with Solidarity. Billy Kelleher left for the European Parliament. Darren Murphy left for the European Commission, and Jonathan Bryan from Sinn Féin stood down too. So that's three quite heavy hitters there out of the way, which is
all gone. Let's talk about some of the parties and strategies and so on. Two sitting TDs, as you say, contesting, Mick Barry there since 2016, and the newbie Fianna Fáiler, Pádraic O'Sullivan. He's hardly a wet week in the job, and he's back out on the canvas.
I think he had about 2 or 3 weeks of sitting days in the Dáil before he had to start knocking on doors again. I was talking to him, he said he didn't stop canvassing really, he didn't take the stickers off the car or the posters down really before he had to start canvassing again. So,
but they've had some candidate selection difficulties in Fianna Fáil this time around.
Yeah, so if you go back to 2016, Billy Kelleher took 14,286 first preference votes. It was about a quota and a half. And Fianna Fáil were kicking themselves at the time because it was clear that if they had a second candidate, she was able to bring their own vote, that they could have taken a second seat. So there's been a bit of a scramble there for the last couple of years of various different councillors trying to get on the ticket. In the end, Pádraic O'Sullivan came in and ran in the by-election. He's actually, he was a county councillor. He's really slotted into Billy Kelleher's area of the constituency out towards the Glanmire, the more rural side of it in the county areas. And the people who were battling on the inside then were the urban side kept on fighting.
And Ken Flynn, was he in? He thought he was in. He thought he was going to be on the ticket until he wasn't on the ticket.
Yeah, there was the two lead candidates here were Tony Fitzgerald and Kenneth Flynn, both long-time councillors for Fianna Fáil in Cork City Hall. The party, maybe they led Ken on. Maybe they kind of were trying to control him and keep him from causing a bit of trouble. I think that's the way he'd look at it. They added Tony Fitzgerald, but they also added Sandra Murphy, who was a candidate who had never ran for election before, ahead of Kenneth O'Flynn.
So Kenneth O'Flynn out in the cold.
Yeah.
But he's running.
Yeah.
He's an independent. We'll be talking to him on our panel a little later on as well. Fine Gael, you mentioned the Dara factor. How big a problem is the Dara Murphy factor for Fine Gael in this constituency?
It's not insignificant. I was speaking to Colin Burke about this earlier this week. Senator Colin Burke, he's one of the two Fine Gael candidates along with Lorraine O'Neill. And he was quite critical of Dara Murphy. It is coming up in the doors. They are having to explain how Dara Murphy got away with
the double jobbing.
With double jobbing for several years. So it's definitely going to hit them. The one thing that Fine Gael have going for them here is that you don't need a quota to win a seat. You need to just stay ahead of people on the last couple of counts. And there's, as I said, this is a very diverse constituency. It stretches all the way out to Inniscarra, where Colin Burke is from, which is way out into County Cork. They did quite well there in the local elections last year. There's a good rural Fine Gael vote. There's pockets all over the city in the more affluent neighbourhoods, Manzanati and Bishopstown and Blarney.
Hold that thought, David, as they say, because I want to come back and talk about issues and a few more of the candidates as well. But we did talk to people on the ground in Cork earlier. We went up to Blackpool Shopping Centre. Here's a sample of what we heard.
The issues are what everyone else have, like housing for people and people sleeping on the streets, like, which this day and age is terrible.
You go out down Pádraic Street and you see all their quilts down the ground and you're like, and some of them are soaking wet and everything. It's terrible. You'd nearly cry looking at them. Oh, if I could only be put me two legs at the centre of the dial, I tell you, there'd be no dial.
What are you going to do? Where are you? How are you going to vote?
I don't think I'll vote at all. They can stay the way they are. They're no good, the whole lot of them.
Is crime a problem up around here? A few people have said that to me.
It is all over the place.
Starting now, you would be kind of a bit nervous now to be walking out late at night.
I think the important issues around here would be regeneration of the inner city. That would involve crime issues. And I'm reminded walking about how the immediate area is in disarray.
So they're in power for how long? Years and years and years. And what do they ever do for anyone? Nothing. Simple as that, like.
Who's attracting you this time? Who do you think you might
vote for? Well, independents, no. And maybe even Sinn Féin.
Tell me what's of concern to you for the election now.
I can't walk. That's my biggest concern.
And do you need an operation?
No, I need to be about 40 years younger.
I don't think the politicians can buy you years.
Well, they can. They can buy anything. Well, they've bought this country anyway a couple of times, didn't they?
Tell me about the election and how you're thinking about using your vote.
Well, I always vote Sinn Féin. But I don't know, did they all look the same to me? Because we have a tarnished there. He's there to do nothing for Cork. Nothing at all.
He's been busy with Brexit.
But that's not good for us. Do you know what I mean? Everything is in Dublin. He doesn't live in centre down. Just waiting to be done. He was himself in your man Thunder side there 4 years ago. And just still up in the air like.
I'm living up in Wolfthorne Street.
Are you thinking about the election?
I am, yes. Everything. I have a son waiting for surgery for his eyes. I'm blind, he have two cataracts. He's only 50 years of age.
Have you been thinking about who you'll vote for?
I'm thinking strongly now.
Yeah. What's important to you going into this election?
Well, to be honest with you, just a future for my family and a future for myself.
What's your own situation for housing at this stage?
It's actually desperate because I'm actually living in a bedsit at the moment. And I have two children, a boy who's nearly 2 years of age and a son who's 4 months. And no landlord has accepted me because of the fact that I mentioned that I have two kids. And then the prices for it is ridiculous because you're only entitled to such a month.
So you have childcare issues as well then,
yeah,
with the children?
Yeah, my kids are actually inside this building right now because of the housing that I'm in. You know?
And what goes on in this building behind us?
They're minding my babies until I can find somewhere suitable enough to bring them home.
Some of the voices that we spoke to in Blackpool in Cork, North Central this morning. David Lennon, journalist, is still with me. What you heard there, David, on that Vox Pop, would that pretty much mirror what you're hearing as you follow politicians around on various canvasses?
Yeah, it seems like the four big issues that are coming up in North Central are housing, healthcare, the pension age is a big one too, and crime.
The crime issue, yeah, people did mention that to us as well. And I've seen figures about the number of murders happening in a short few months. Concerns as well about the number of Gardaí on the street. A report in the Irish Examiner from a couple of months ago, only two Gardaí on the street during a Saturday night in the month of November on the main city areas.
Yeah, that's quite believable in Cork. I mean, I have numbers here that if you look since 2015, there's been 138 Garda recruits brought to Cork. That's compared to, you know, 1,300 in Dublin and 136 to Louth. So there is crime hotspots, I suppose, in Leinster, they're getting the resources, but people down here feel like they're not getting their fair share out of Templemore. And even just before Christmas, there was some that were supposed to come down here and then they ended up being moved to Louth to deal with some of the issues in Drogheda. So Garda presence is a big issue. The community policing is not up to standard. There's the Gardaí have a set number. I think they want 20 community guards and two sergeants. They have 15 community guards and one sergeant. So they're quite behind in where they want to be.
I want to get you to call what you think is going to happen. People not so much angry as disillusioned.
Yeah, that's clear. I mean, the North Side is a constituency that's been, people feel let down in the North Side. When they look at what's happening in the South Side, the different infrastructure projects that are going on there, the promotions that TDs there have got. I mean, you have some of the biggest names in the Dáil down there. And the last couple of years, they've had difficulty with representation. Mm-hmm. There's been TDs not turning up. There's been TDs leaving. So I think they feel like they don't have a voice in Dáil Éireann at all.
Going out onto this campaign, you have one Fianna Fáil, one Fine Gael, one Sinn Féin, one independent. What do you believe will be returned to the next Dáil from Cork North Central?
I think Thomas Gould for Sinn Féin is probably going to top the poll. There's a surge for Sinn Féin there, and he has it to himself where Fianna Fáil have a good vote. They've split the ticket, so Thomas Gould is probably going to take in there and easily hold Jonathan O'Brien's seat. Padraig O'Sullivan from Fianna Fáil has really slotted into Peter Kelleher's role to the point of he's actually using his constituency office before he sets up on his own. So I think he's there too. Cullen Burke for Fine Gael should be there. Thereabouts. There's a good enough Fine Gael vote spread across
and
it. It's the last seat. Is the one that I can't call because you have Mick Barry. He's there. He has an incumbent's advantage.
Solidarity.
But it's a difficult election for him. There's nothing like water charge, which was driving his vote in 2016. And he's got some other candidates up against him. Tony Fitzgerald in Fianna Fáil.
Who'd be running alongside him, breathing down his neck there?
Yeah, Tony Fitzgerald in Fianna Fáil will definitely be thereabouts. I mean, he's a popular local councillor. Kenneth O'Flynn will be in the mix there.
The independent.
And John Maher in Labour is definitely going to make an impact, which might surprise some.
Well, David, there we've got to leave it. That's David Lennon, political journalist here in Cork City. Come back to us again at 5:30 when we'll be meeting some of those 18 candidates.